Support for this public radio podcast comes from KeyBank, focused knowledge, customized solutions, and the resources of an entire bank. Because the best solutions fit around a business's needs. More at key.com/corporate.
The lengths people go to.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. The organic grocery chain Whole Foods is trying to buy its rival, Wild Oats. The Federal Trade Commission wants to block the sale. It filed a lawsuit claiming the deal would kill competition and jack up prices. Ho-hum, another antitrust story. Nuh-uh. The FTC just revealed that the Whole Foods CEO has been doing something rather unusual. Our man in London, Stephen Beard, joins us for this one. Stephen, what did he do?
It turns out that the Whole Foods boss, John Mackey, had been attacking Wild Oats on an internet investors forum for years. He was under the alias Rahodeb, generally attacking and running down Wild Oats.
Online, anonymously.
Indeed. Well, not anonymously, under an alias, Rahodeb.
Right. So what was he saying?
Well, he was saying things like the management of Wild Oats doesn't know what it's doing, the company's got no value, no future, it's going to go bankrupt. And referring to his own company, Whole Foods, he was saying things like, surely Whole Foods wouldn't buy Wild Oats, certainly not at current prices.
What is the company saying about this, or Mackey saying about this?
In a wonderfully straight-faced statement, a Whole Foods spokesman acknowledged that Mackey had made these postings under an alias, quote, to avoid having his comments associated with the company and to avoid others placing too much emphasis on his remarks.
How much damage might this do to Whole Foods' attempt to buy Wild Oats and to expand over there in Europe?
Well, as far as the internet postings are concerned, perhaps it will do very little damage. It's quite clear that in some of these postings, Mackey is having fun. He uses his alias in one posting to defend his own haircut when someone on the site criticized it. Rahodeb wrote, I like it. He looks cute. But there are other things emerging which do look a bit more damaging. The claim that Mackey had spoken to colleagues about Wild Oats being the only competitive threat and the need to eliminate that competitive threat. Now that, in an antitrust case, does look a lot more damaging.
I would say so. Thanks, Stephen.
Okay.
Wall Street rebounded from Tuesday's big sell-off. The Dow gained back half of what it lost. It put on 76 points. The NASDAQ added 12. The S&P 500 climbed 8. There were gains across Asia today, but stocks are slipping in Europe so far. And the euro hit another record high against the dollar. If you were thinking of buying the website name dollars.com, it's too late. It just sold to a Swiss company for $650,000. Some domain names are going for a lot more than that. We asked Jeremy Hobson to check it out.
Ron Jackson tracks domain names for a living. He's the editor of dnjournal.com, and he says with more people surfing the web, internet ad revenue is growing. That's what's jacking up the price of web real estate, especially for generic domains like candy.com, which users might come across if they're looking for candy.
That could be, if they're fortunate, a developed website that has just what they're looking for, or in the case of candy.com, it's a parked page, which means they're selling the traffic to other advertisers.
Generic domains like seniors.com and porn.com recently sold for millions. Monty Kahn is the CEO of internet real estate broker Moniker.com. He says buyers include private equity firms and venture capitalists.
Domain names are appreciating in value at a faster rate than property is, than real estate.
Kahn says some investors just sit on a domain name and don't develop the site at all and can still flip it for a profit. I'm Jeremy Hobson for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thrivent Financial for Lutherans. Introducing ThriveQ, an online tool that helps you know where you stand on your path to retirement. More at ThriveQ.com. And by the American Public Transportation Association, supporting America's public transportation systems, working to help reduce greenhouse gases for a better environment at publictransportation.org.
This week, two huge corporations told investors they're buying back stock. ConocoPhillips is retrieving $15 billion worth, Johnson & Johnson, $10 billion. We've seen a lot of this lately. I asked our economics correspondent, Chris Farrell, why?
Well, we're living in an era of, you know, private equity buying publicly traded companies, right? Well, a stock buyback is a little bit like a private equity deal. What is the company doing? Part of it is a wave of buyers in the market shrinking the supply of public equity. I think it's part of an overall trend. Is this good? Is it bad? It's really hard to know. And if you take the stock buybacks and the buyouts together, looks like we're going to get rid of about $1 trillion worth of stock in 2007. And that's real money.
But at the same time, you were telling me that perhaps this is a way for, say, a CEO to increase his compensation because it's based on the stock price?
Not that a CEO would ever consider that or take that into consideration. No, seriously. What we're really talking about is financial engineering. The market's not stupid. You reduce the number of shares, and therefore earnings per share by definition goes up. But you really haven't changed the fundamentals. This is why we're starting to try and figure out what's the signal that management is giving here. What I think would be the positive signal is not stock buybacks, but management saying, we're increasing our dividends, and here's why. When management increases its dividends, let's say it's paying $1 a share dividend. We're just making up a number. And it says, we're going to increase that to $1.25. First of all, it's cash. You're giving cash to your shareholders, and management is making a real commitment. And management only raises its dividend payout when it believes it can earn that dividend payout, because the one thing management never wants to do is cut that dividend payments.
So you're suggesting that during this huge wave of corporate profits, that a better way for companies to spend that cash is to increase the dividend instead of buying back the stock?
Absolutely. A dividend is an unambiguous signal that management sees better times ahead. It puts cash in the hands of shareholders, and then they can go out and invest it. Stock buybacks, we got a big debate going on about them. We're a little bit unsure, and I think companies are embracing stock buybacks because, one, as I've said, I think it improves management's payout, and two, because I think management has run out of good ideas.
All right, Chris Farrell, our economics correspondent, thanks so much.
Thanks a lot.
In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for tuning in and enjoy your day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.